When women get manhandled, we start to rationalize, try to figure out the ways that it was probably our fault. You know what? He probably said something, and I didn't hear him. Ugh, my God, I'm just overreacting. I'm totally overreacting. No. 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 No, 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 no. Women have been trained to think that we are overreacting or that we're being too sensitive or unreasonable. We try to make sense of nonsense and we swallow the furious feelings. We try to put them into some hidden place in our minds, but they don't go away. That fury sits deep inside as we practice our smiles. Yes, of course, and try to be pleasant. I know. Yes, yes, of course. Because apparently women aren't supposed to get angry. That fury that my friend felt holds centuries of never being able to directly address or express our indignation, our frustration, and our rage. When someone thinks they can help themselves to our bodies, it not only ignites the current fury, but it lights up the past. What seems like a benign moment at the post office is actually an anger grenade. Well, kaboom. Today, the global collection of women's experiences can no longer be ignored. Time's up on thinking that we're overreacting, or this is just the way it is. Time's up on women being held responsible for men's bad behavior. It is men's responsibility to change men's bad behavior.